to take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pakistan welcomes this year's theme for the forum. 30th anniversary of the Declaration of the Rights of Minorities is an occasion to review where we stand. A normative framework anchored in the UN Charter and the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, subsequent international conventions, the Human Rights Council, and the treaty bodies provide essential scaffolding for protecting minority rights. Still, minorities continue to face old and new forms of discrimination. In some places, violations of minority rights continue with impunity. We notice a regression in protection measures even in democratic polities. Minorities face growing xenophobia and hate campaigns based on disinformation resulting in violence. In places, authorities are complicit in abetting institutional discrimination and are complicit in the targeting of minorities based on dress, language, and religion. Some are promulgating laws that deprive minorities of citizenship and changing demographic composition by converting a majority into a minority. Women, children, and people with disabilities from minority groups find themselves at the cruel intersection of human rights violations and impunity. Clearly, there is a need to rethink how to reinforce the commitments arising from Article 1 of the Declaration on the Rights of Minorities through constitutional, legal, and policy protections and ensuring accountability. Mr. Chair, a conversation on reform must consider strengthening the existing normative framework, addressing the gaps in policy, and reinforcing implementation. In addition, the interconnected crises of pandemic, social and economic impacts, inflation, food insecurity, and climate change foster new risks for minorities. It adds to the vulnerabilities of women, children, and the disabled in minority groups. The rights and interests of minorities must be prioritized in developing global solutions to contemporary social and economic challenges. I thank you.